What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This guy's always right. He's the lead NBA writer at NBC Sports. His name is Kurt Helin. He joins us here on The Fan. Kurt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to getting through the end of free agency and summer league so my vacation can start. And I'm telling you now, it ain't Michigan. So.
Oh, okay. Well, where is your vacation? Where are you going?
Actually, because of some stuff, we had to kind of tweak our plans this year. So we're just kind of staying local. But we're in Southern California, so we're just going down to San Diego for a few days.
Oh, wow.
Nothing too thrilling this year. But San Diego's
beautiful.
Good sandy beaches. Good sandy beaches, like the cleanest city in America, too. It's always fun there.
San Diego's the only place where I've been like, I want to live there when I'm like 70 or 75 or so. That I spent like 3 days there like 20 years ago. And I'm like, that's what I'm doing when I'm 75, as I become a snowbird and spend my summers here and winters elsewhere.
That's a smart call. It is a really beautiful city with just, like I said, just a lot of opportunities and options and great weather. So and a mediocre baseball team if you want it.
And that's what it is. So Kurt, we got one too, though. So not to brag, ours is just as mediocre as the Padres are right now. So Kurt, let me ask you, why we wanted to have you on was we saw your report yesterday, obviously talking about LeBron. Can you give us some detail into the Cavs' lack of interest in LeBron?
I was told that they weren't, actually, I said lack of interest might be a strong word, but strong way of phrasing, but they're just not that motivated to jump into this. That everybody's kind of waiting to see how this plays out with LeBron and the Lakers and what the dynamic is there. It's the first time in LeBron's career that he isn't the focus of the team's offseason, and keeping him happy isn't. Like, the Lakers are shifting. But I was told that Cleveland, look, if the price is, and frankly, I think it's this way, if the price is Darius Garland and DeAndre Hunter or whatever you've got to do to match that salary, man, you just got 15 years older, and did you really get better? As much as bringing LeBron home is nostalgic and all that, if Darius Garland doesn't have turf toe during the playoffs, this might be very different, and I don't know that they're that eager to switch things up. If the price is right, they'll do it, but I'm not sure they're jumping at it.
Is the reluctance a little bit of, I guess, the other things that come with LeBron? You have a locker room that is, you know, they're very kumbaya. They're very zen. You like each other. They're nice, great guys. Do they worry about, bringing a LeBron in with Evan Mobley or Donovan Mitchell, who's already the leader of the team? And do they feel like that could kind of, I don't know, put a little bit of a little bit of artificial timetable in what they want to do?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, like I said, the problem with switching is, hey, first off, wherever LeBron, you guys know this, wherever LeBron goes, LeBron is the culture, right? LeBron is the locker room culture. And that can be a good thing in some cases. Frankly, the Lakers could benefit from LeBron pushing DeAndre Ayton this year to actually, you know, care for even half the games. If in an established locker room where you like, where you have a pecking order, it's kind of a different vibe. And so there is that bringing it in. And again, you're talking about the short-term gain. Like, you've got a team set up to contend for, I don't want to say the foreseeable future, but things are short in today's second apron at NBA. So you've got a team that can contend for a few years. If you bring in LeBron, you get 1 to 2 seasons, and he's still a top 10 player in the league, probably be a top 12, 15 player in the league this year at age 41. But that, you know, you don't have him for long. And then, so you're really shortening and tightening the timetable, bringing him in.
I guess I would wonder, how long does this Cavs core have together anyway, though? Like, if you think about the salaries and just how much they're going to balloon in the next couple of years, it's not like you have a long runway anyway.
That part is true. Like, I don't think anyone has a long runway. Even like Oklahoma City may be set up better than anybody for that. And frankly, later this summer, Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren are going to get their massive extension on top of Shea's, and they're going to have, even they with, I forget the exact number, but I think it's 4,685 draft picks in the next 7 years. like you're going to have to start shedding salary. They're not going to be able to keep Caruso. They're not going to be able to keep Hartenstein. Like that, and that's a team that's kind of perfectly set up for this. Everybody is going, your window's just going to be short. You're not going to have the kind of dynasties that you were able to, just because guys are going to get paid, and it's not even greed. Like, guys are going to get paid what they're worth, and you're not going to be able to do it.
When you take a look at what the Cavs are, and, you know, if you do get LeBron, and you talked about LeBron and how, you know, does it move the needle or not? If you bring LeBron back, depending on what goes out, is the calculus saying, okay, if we do bring LeBron back and we don't have to give up, say it's DeAndre Hunter and Jared Allen or something like that, and you're able to keep a Darius Garland, is that enough for them to say, okay, well, we feel like we can be the prohibitive favorites in the East, as well as win against OKC? Or are you looking at it as, well, you're probably going to win the East at staying pat with the moves you just made now, so why don't we just stay where we're at?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think that's the calculus. If it comes to this, I think that becomes the calculus. A, look, personally, I'm not a big fan of giving up Garland, because I just think he was fantastic last year, and the playoffs were unfortunate. But if you could do it with Jared Allen and Hunter and whatever other, in the Lakers kind of need a center, and Jared Allen is a pretty good center, man. like maybe you could talk them into this with the right setup, then I'd have to consider it. The thing is, it's funny. I was just putting together last night for the first time for next year. I just, like, let's rank the teams in the East and kind of put them. It is Cleveland 1, It is, Cleveland should be on top of everyone's list. The only other team I would even put on the, man, if things go, maybe if everything goes right, they could be a contender tier in the East is New York. Now that they're coached by the obviously brilliant Mike Brown, they that's a good team. And then you get to Orlando, who I really like as an up and coming team, but they're kind of up and coming. And I like their off season. Atlanta had a really good off season. You're kind of into this second tier of teams. I think you're right there anyway. So it really comes down to me, like, if you're going to bring LeBron back, assuming he's leaving, it's a matter of price. And I don't, you know, Jarrett Allen and good role players are one thing. To me, Garland, who's an all-star and again, 15 years younger, is a different animal.
Kurt Helin, lead NBA writer at NBC Sports, joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. So let me ask you, do the Cavs give LeBron then the best chance of actually getting a title?
If LeBron wants to win, if he's going to lead the Lakers to contend, you want to get out of the West. And I don't mean like, I mean, just get out of the West, because even if he were able to, I don't know, go to Houston or whatever, like, you still got to get through Oklahoma City. And by the way, Denver has a really good offseason, and they still got Jokic, and they took OKC seven games. And then you go on. The West is just deeper right now, where if you move to the East, even certainly this season, this coming season, because of the injuries, and even next season a little bit, the path is just, it's cleaner. And so I think that, so yes, in the end, Cleveland's the place where you go, where if winning another ring is what his real biggest priority is, then Cleveland's probably the best place to go.
Let me ask you this question. This is, you know, speculating, obviously, you know, we don't know, we can't get inside of LeBron's head, but do you think he's at this point, comfortable with his legacy? And the reason I ask, because if he's comfortable with the place he's at, then I guess, you know, whatever, he can stay in LA and finish out or wherever he wants to go. He's already played with his son. But if he's insecure a little bit about the whisperings of where he's at in the pecking order, I think that might drive him to go some other places to try to see if he can win another ring. Where do you think he's at mentally with his career?
That's a really good question, because publicly he's out here in LA, he's been very much the calm, like, no, man, I'm not worrying about that. I just want to keep contending. I want to play meaningful games, kind of thing. But he's always been somebody who's thought about legacy. And it's a really good question, because you can call it a two-person legacy, or you can put him on a tier and you can throw Kareem and whoever else you want in that mix. But like, he's in this very top echelon, and how much does bringing another ring help that versus all the other contributing factors? Like, I don't know that he's moving his family and is back to Akron again for a year. You know, if they're staying here, does he want to go, or is this more of a Chris Paul situation where he's not with his family full time? And how does he feel about that? Like, there's all those other life decisions that you and I and everybody listening would have to go through if we were talking about moving our family or moving ourselves halfway across the country. Like, there's all these other factors, and I'm not totally sure where he is on that. I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm not sure internally if he's, I think he'd be happy to finish his career with the Lakers, but it's a weird situation for him. He's not been, they're transitioning and he's not the center of the show anymore. And that's really different for him.
Yeah, no question. Kurt, it's been fantastic. We appreciate the insight, as always. You're almost there at vacation. Huh? You're so close.
All I've got to do is get through melting in Las Vegas for a week, and then, you know, and we're good.
All right, we'll enjoy it. Thank you, Kurt.
Appreciate it.
Take care, man.
All right, good stuff right there. Kurt Helin, of course, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We're going to react to what he had to say. Do the Cavs give LeBron the best chance at a title, and how much does that matter to LeBron at this point? We'll get your phone calls. We'll get your tweets. Twitter reactions brought to you by our friends over there at Chapman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. It's Jonathan Peetle and Garrett Bush. Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.